Welcome, dear listeners. It's me, Dan Wenzel. We end a lot of our shows by saying we'll talk to you later. Well, welcome to later. It's been a while since we made one of our blooper announcement shows, and I'm sorry if some of the bloopers are more than a little old. It was definitely time for a special announcement, and we have a big one today. Here to tell you about it is Jill Wenzel.
Seat of Our Pants Players now has our own Patreon!
So let's run through a quick series of questions you might have.
What is Patreon?
Patreon is a way you can help support your favorite creators.
Which we hope includes us.
You can sign up on Patreon to provide monetary support for Seat of Our Pants Players for as little as $3 a month.
So does that mean people have to start paying for this podcast?
Absolutely not. Our podcast is free to listen to and will always be.
Always?
As long as I have any say in it, and I like to think I do.
Keep living the dream, kiddo. So what will we be doing with this fabulous wealth this will create for Seat of Our Pants Players?
Optimism, thy name is Jill.
Yep. So seriously, why start a Patreon now?
Well, it comes down to the fact that while the podcast is free to listen to, it's not free to produce. We have hosting fees. Our cast doesn't exactly live next door to us, and as much as we joke about working for food, have you seen the price of groceries lately? Not to mention the fact that the computer we record on and a lot of our other equipment is getting up there in age.
Anything else?
Well, hopefully we can use this to grow our little project. When our audience shares this content with their friends...
Hint, hint.
That's a big deal. But we can also get the word out in other ways. Ways that require stuff like money.
Ah, that old chestnut. So what about our patrons on Patreon? Do they get anything for supporting us?
They do. This podcast has always been one of the most fun ways we can get together as a group. So when we made the reward tiers, we focused on ways other people can join in on the fun. So you can get a recorded thank you from one of our recurring characters. You can have your name be the name of a future character in one of our shows. Or you can record a 5-second death scene, which we will use in a future episode.
Ooh! Dying for our art. I love it.
I know, right? Also, patrons can access a little bit of exclusive content, like the fact that I gave instructions on how to make my chili.
So if this sounds interesting to you, please go and check us out on patreon.com/seatofourpantsplayers.
All one word.
Decide on the right level of support for you and help us do bigger and better things. patreon.com/seatofourpantsplayers. And is that about it?
Well, there is about half an hour of us messing up in the booth.
Oh, yeah!
Of course not, Professor Flank...
Flanklefruss?
Flanklefruss!
I know. I stitched my name together as well.
Me? You're taking a drink. Take a shot!
I'm behaving, Jill. Mostly.
So are we allowed to just drink whenever we want? Because, like...
Pretty much, yeah.
It'll make sound or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be... Fine with it.
And I don't get to have a drink because I'm serving it.
That's
right!
No, that is the law in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
You're not allowed to drink while serving.
Right.
Did not know that.
So annoying.
One of the 12 liquor laws.
There are 12.
You say that as though they are the 12 sacred laws.
There are 12 sacred laws of providing booze to people.
Pennsylvania.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Go to.
This is what a manticore smells like?
This is what 4 manticores smell like when they're dead.
I think...
We need to work on our cast
a little bit. Yeah, we're a little bit fake, y'all.
I was like, is that a joke? I don't know.
I think that deserved fake or just a general...
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and do that again. Everyone make up your mind whether you actually find it funny or not. Most of us probably don't. But Andy, your mind is made up for you.
It is hilarious.
It is high freaking hysterical.
I am a comedian.
So let's go from
Ox Puncher slash comedian.
You smell like a comedian.
Yes.
What?
What? Right when he was drinking.
Sorry. What?
Quick time out.
Sorry.
As Andy drinks.
I'm doing a lot more talking this
You'd be a rich man! Why is this one a drunk?
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Why are we typecasting this one again? Oh, wait, never mind.
I thought it wasn't until the next one.
I'll just stand right here. Okay, I'm going to pop. I could just do this one line and pop out.
Okay, go ahead and do that.
Do you call me a poisoner? Have a care.
All right, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I'm about to drink!
And that's why she reeks. Yeah.
What are you?
Hater of goblins, there is your killer, Warden.
Okay.
Now I think you know. Get that hairball in here.
Explosions.
That's uncomfortable. Bring the other lovable drunk in.
Hi! It's me!
It's me!
Hilgrad!
Jeer was Adam Guest.
I can't say my husband's last name!
It's
I was married to him for a decade! I screwed up my husband's last name!
I'm sorry, but this is going on the blooper reel. You know that. We all know that.
Yeah.
If for no reason that it just saved the Foley for the...
Gastongi.
For that cackle.
Gastongi.
Gastongi.
While I'm pausing, you just have name Dash.
Yeah, I usually just say was, but if you want to say
okay,
was. But...
Okay, I noticed I was doing it one way, I'm like, oh my god, that's so many freaking words. And then I started switching it, and I'm like, yeah, but you can't switch in the middle. Okay, maybe I'll switch back and forth constantly. Oh my god, this is confusing. There was a lot of word thoughts going in my head, which led up to me forgetting how to pronounce my husband's last name, okay. Y'all.
Cling to that.
So have a drink.
Yeah, I don't have a drink in here with me. That also is a problem. Mm-hmm. All right.
What are you have, Pally?
Jimmy Stewart, really?
That's not, well, actually, yeah, when you, that's kind of what it came out, didn't it?
All right, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, we are swapping up. I'm going to grab a quick sip of water.
There's also stuff we're giving away on that little table there. There's a wax table and a little felting thing and a four-person tent and some outdoor games.
That's right, Radioland. Welcome to the Wentzel Marketplace.
No market, it's all free.
Oh, yeah.
Help people purge. Take their stuff. Right? When they offer it to you. Otherwise, that's called stealing. That is a noble horror, and you will be arrested for it. I can say for absolute certain that the individuals in question are carrying a number of dangerous artifacts.
And can you say that for absolute certain only because zero is a number?
Curse the Arabs.
Gladys, you'll be on deck.
This is the first time we've been a couple. I think
this is the first time we've had an on-screen relationship, Rick.
Well, I'm popping
the bubble. Janet. Oh, Janet.
It's time, Janet.
They tell you in the mobster movies, never get into the car.
No, yes. Because in the mafia, it's your best friend that's going to kill you.
Except you can either get shot there right on the street, or you can talk to the person in the car and maybe not get shot as much.
As much.
No, when you get in the car, the Garrett comes out.
No, my eyesight's fine, Gladys.
Okay.
Anywho, I'm back on the rails.
Yeah.
Right.
Interestingly enough, of the objects you kept, 100% of them would have been particularly... I can't say particularly.
Particularly.
I know.
Hippopotapocalypse.
Yo.
You can take it from 100% if that helps.
Safely ensconced in the sacristy. Okay, we're good. Yeah, I'm gonna run from the top there.
Let's do it.
Interestingly enough, of the objects you kept, 100% of them would have been particularly useful. Damn it!
Useful is a difficult word, too.
No, that's just not the word that's written, and I flubbed. I should have just kept running with it.
It's a useful, you know.
A useful helpful.
If these factions, as you call them, are associated with things that are unknowable, how is it that you claim to be able to tell one such... Bah, you did this.
Aha, the curse is spread. My family has been cursed with that particular damn it!
Janet?
Okay.
I cannot believe that my boyfriend would just go ahead and say...
Do not jump on her line!
I'm sorry, I was asleep at the switch there. Can you go again, please?
I was going to say, I thought you'd be reveling in this one.
I am, I was practicing the next line. I was ahead.
Without a moment's pause, he stepped right up and said...
Let me pause for a moment. Do you have a restroom?
What I need right now is for you to get in here.
Yes, dear.
Stop! Stop the carriage! We must not disturb the birds, for they are singing praise to their creator. We must go around.
What?
He's gonna get an Oscar for that.
So,
Adam, can I just have a clean ha ha ha?
A clean ha-ha-ha!
That'll work.
I'm a jerk.
But a clean one.
The driver picks up this woman on a deserted highway. She asks him to take her to a house somewhere, and when they get there, the woman disappears, and the people inside...
Oh,
that's a long silence.
Jingle bells.
And why exactly is it okay for me to be content, but not you?
Pause.
Whenever you would like.
I was going to start then, but then you talked.
Rude. Let me get into character. So, okay.
Wow.
You brought the dynamite?
I sure did.
Good. Now go set it there, but... go put it in your ear.
Do you remember leaving Jody's saloon at a reasonable hour when you weren't so...
He does get so...
And then she has the one.
Wanted, dead or alive.
And before you go out...
Yes.
Can we go back to how was the trip?
Yes.
That weird sentence, the second one.
Which one?
Who writes this stuff?
Pick your weird sentence.
Okay.
And all this time I thought it was Aaron Gobra.
Oh.
Aaron Gobra.
That's the trigger phrase.
Apparently it's Aaron Isopon. All about grammar.
I've always thought that about you, Aaron.
He's all about support. Yep. Cross my heart. Anyway.
This is Mr. Belligerent.
No, it's not.
It's the fuzz.
The fuzz.
The
po-po.
Run, it's the fuzz. It's the cookie police.
Oh, it's the 5-0.
All right, you diggles. What's going on in here?
It's not old-time radio.
Wait, who's the Irish officer?
I'm from Guatemala.
Who's the Irish officer?
Sergeant O'Hanlon.
Sergeant O'Hanlon, that's right.
From Guatemala.
Who is every cop in old-time radio.
Yes.
Is Irish.
Yep. All of them are ones.
Sorry.
Yay.
That's an adorable one.
Do you want to do the credits? If not, I'll do it.
What was that?
Does anyone in particular want to do the credits?
No, you do it.
Okay.
You're the boss man.
Yeah. You do the boss.
You know your spiel.
Unheard of question.
You all see how much I hate this.
Okay. Write the credits. So without a script, no, I'm not here. My improv days are over.
You've been listening to Capitalist Plug.
I get paid to read my own words.
I was thinking of naming this Do You Accept Cookies, but I don't. I think that's too much of a joke.
The story begins with a young woman.
Listen, cat. I'm the one reading here.
Really, kitty.
Thank you.
The squirrels would proudly show off their lung...
Do we need to put you upstairs?
Instantly, his allergies subsisted. Did you mean subsided?
Yes.
Instantly, his allergies subsided.
It's more common now that all this started. It's also the closest thing I can think of to what it feels like when Captain Astrid passed out. Except instead of being...
I'm sorry, go ahead and read that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was felt instead of feels.
Okay.
And he's got the feels.
I have no feels. I am Astrid. I have no feels.
No, you're Amy right now.
Oh, yeah. All right, I got all the feels.
I'll be back soon. No, I won't.
Lies.
Oh, lies. How can I trust my doctor? He lies to me regularly.
We don't have a doctor by that name on this show.
What?
Who names their kid Bobley?
Space door.
Space door.
Space door.
Yeah, I found the space door, man. Space door. Oops.
Are we overcrowded yet?
Oh, no,
I'll hop in as well since I'm...
Welcome to the short people, Mike.
Yay.
I haven't had more than...
I'm young and short in this crowd. Well. Three things I'm not usually.
You can call...
Hi.
Are we gonna be able to get through this? Confound it. Confound it. Confound it.
Is it just me, or do I sound like Sam the Eagle?
KGDY, episode 12, recording Dell's lines for the Capybaragon fan, and Chopper something or another at this point.
My chronoposition, Ficator. So you thought you had it bad. Whoa.
People rely on scientists to provide them with the best solutions to live their lives. When crooks like you come along peddling snake oil, it makes people lose some of that trust. And I'll be honest, that irks me.
This is in no way a comment on what is happening in the scientific community as of right now.
KGDY is a non-political...
Hey, science ain't politics, babe. I suppose we will have some room when you throw out the bled...
The bled flower.
The bled flower. First, I have to say, hi, Kelly. That's my word.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a warm welcome for the woman who puts the penitents in penitentiary, the role in parole, and the citizen in recidivism. It is I, Professor Whizboom Bang.
Can you try citizen and recidivism again?
I think I stumbled.
I'm sorry.
I did, because I can't say recidivism. And I don't... Recidivism. I try to add too many syllables.
Recidivism.
I want more.
Ensconced in the sacristy. I know. Recidivism.
Oh, I could be ensconced in a sacristy. I just can't have recidivism.
Everybody can be ensconced in a sacristy.
Recidivism.
Recidivism. All right.
Recidivism.
Oh, this is going to be a long day.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a warm welcome for the woman who puts the penitents in penitentiary, the role in parole, and the citizen in recidivism.
Recidivism.
Yeah.
I know, it's so easy.
Recidivism, period. Not recidivism, recidivism, four syllables, not nine. It's not a haiku.
Five
syllables. Shut up!
Sorry.
Recidivism.
I'm just gonna.
Citizen in recidivism?
Yes.
Citizen in recidivism? 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 Hippopotapocalypse?
You still haven't had as much trouble as Andy had.
Citizen in recidivism? I'm thinking about it too hard. Recidivism.
Recidivism.
Sally Simpson and Sam Sterling being sent through a vortex in time and space by Professor Whizboombang
And winding up inside the worlds of all the other recurring shows we do is going to be naturally understood by our listeners.
If we had been able to keep our straight face, I'd totally say keep it.
I might be able to do it with a straight face this time.
Okay.
Because there really is, like, I stole a breath.
Yeah, there is no.
On an inhale.
There is no punctuation in there, and I accept that.
Hello?
Very next, kitty.
Mystical shenanigans, here I come.
Call Miss Cleo.
Should that be... Should that be my new pet name for you? Mystical shenanigans.
Mystical shenanigans. Mystical shenanigans.
You should have protected your queen!
No, that's the queen's gambit.
Come on. That's not Dying how the you queen. Do a Forsakian move.
Oh, it's Byers Town.
Queen to Rook 6.
Queen to Bishop.
Sorry.
Finish my lines, Morty. You won't like me when I'm angry.
Let's go get some ice cream.
Oh, ice cream. Ahem.
No, no, no!
Can I have take it, I insist, with just a little more edge?
I can give you a more edge.
Thank you.
You gonna need mine again?
No, I think you're good.
No. No.
These lines are brought to you by Microsoft Edge. No rush. I rather like having something to look forward to for a change.
I'm not enough.
Aww.
Yes, yes. We're going to need a second freezer for what we're getting paid for this one.
Just a dirty coupon.
Dairy Queen, my ass. I want Brewster's. I want real ice cream.
I can totally see Angelique leaving a lottery ticket in there.
Oh, yeah. She wouldn't give him any of her money. No kidding.
She'd want a percentage if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Never ask.
It'd just be like, oh, that's a smaller number.
Yeah.
All right.
I have one line.
Sorry, it's been a while since I wrote for a booth. Not that it was better when I did.
I didn't have a script.
I'm in there holding my breath, so I'm not laughing.
It's hard, isn't it? I mean, she's adorable.
My inner cackle.
Yeah, like, can't laugh. Don't laugh. She's right next to me. Oh, God.
You should try it when she's making kissy faces at you.
Yeah, rule on the world is for suction.
For suction?
For suction.
Interesting.
It has attachments just for that.
The Amazon and the goddess were Andy Gastengi, and she paid me to say that.
Well, that was awkward. Wait, I am...
Yep, you and Gary Barry are on deck.
Actually, I think I...
Do you want us on deck or inside?
You may as well go inside.
Okay.
We all need the short mic. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's okay. We can look up.
You can lower a mic. It's fine.
No.
No, I don't. I want to put my
you
down.
You go over there.
I go over here.
You go there.
No, not next to me.
You are still next to you, Gary Barry.
Okay.
Just not on the same mic.
Gee whiz. She's having Amazon on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
You're stuck between a Gary and an Amazon.
Oh, my.
Ooh, sorry, that took me a minute because I actually raised my hand.
Because she's good like that.
That's great radio.
I know, it's great radio.
What?
Can you just come here?
I love it.
Do that one again.
No, she didn't. That did not spike.
Cool.
Yes, nice. But a lot of us laughed.
I think you're fine. I'm seeing everything pretty clearly. All right.
I mean, I can yell at Aaron again if you want.
Please don't. I'm right next to you.
No, get over here!
Can I have that sentence again?
Sure. That's a long sentence.
Yes, it is.
I would apologize, but at this point, you all should be used to
it. Oh, that's from back... That's the whole way... All right.
Nobody doesn't like Girdley. Except they do.
So is it true there's been a big breakthrough on this project?
No.
No. Maybe. Yes.
That was the wrong word.
I didn't look at the script. I was looking at her.
Don't look at me. You have to say your own thing. You can't say my thing.
All right.
Eye contact and then go.
I gotta look...
I don't want you to look at...
The problem was I forgot
so
my line.
No way! Liz won't let us touch!
Right.
Liz, give him the cube again, please.
Oh, sure.
I will call this a breakthrough and refer to any future tests as confirmation that this absolutely worked.
And I will hit the wrong button and completely lose what I was doing.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, so... Oh, thank you.
Right at the top.
So, okay.
Come in, friends. I'm very lonely.
Dora, why are you holding a bag of space doorknobs?
It's sponges. They don't leave marks.
Oh. There are not doorknobs in space.
See, now you know why there's no doorknobs in space. Somebody's got a bag full of them.
Yeah. They took them all. All the space doorknobs.
All the space doorknobs are in a bag, and Dora's going to use them.
All right, space doorknobs is the new cover band for Bunnies Under.
You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah. All right.
Opening for them?
Sometimes it all just comes together. All right, whenever you...
Even when they were up, I can count on one hand the number of people who volunteered to drop off their weapons. Even when they were up. Even when they were up, I can count on one hand the number of people who volunteered to drop off their...
I do not like these preposition placements. Please make a note of it.
Sam, I am.
For those of you out there in Podcastia, Jill left the booth, came out and hugged me as a way of saying everything is okay. And now she's going to read the lines, and it'll be okay.
Quality audio drama here, don't we have in Sweet Ravine?
Go ahead and move the prepositions if you need to, Jill.
I'm going to do it the way it's written.
Okay.
Just out of spite.
The guy who does Officer O'Hanlon has no reason to ever comment on someone else's Irish accent. Anyway.
How about I define you as a dead man? My God. That one is the least threatening thing I have ever said in my life. God almighty.
You just needed to get that voice crack in there?
Yeah, I kind of did.
So well.
Wow. I want to beat myself up.
Don't worry, Sam will get you.
Yeah. If you wanted to kill
an Armani man.
If you wanted to kill an Armani man, you want to wear a better suit.
Captain, be careful. That malfeasance. Oh, I said it fine upstairs.
You did.
So you're going to have to replace the foam. Jill just chewed it all.
We never find out what happened to Sandy.
It's
that's
true.
Obviously,
I ditched
the kid.
She's going drinking.
Don't go drinking!
Is she leaving? Hey.
You know what, Sandy just kept looking at her. She's fine. Just some guy.
Caitlin will never see you again.
Except on the back of a milk carton.
Aww. Oh, well, it made it sad.
Yeah.
Way to bring it down, Dan.
Right? We're like, yeah, she's drinking. Oh, the kid got kidnapped.
I'm getting her a rubber duck.
Thought I was going to hold it together.
And what is wrong with a rubber duck?
I'm
what
just is... imagining the rubber duck floating.
Well, I was going to get the one with the tentacles.
Oh, sorry.
It just gives me such a fun image.
Quack.
Okay. Can I get that in line again?
Before you go on, just that one ridiculously long sentence that I take full responsibility for.
Just the one?
Just the one I need to redo.
Okay, I'm going to need a little more help identifying that one.
Can you be more specific?
That seems like a pretty unprovable hypothesis. Thanks for those words, Dan.
I am not taking responsibility for unprovable hypothesis.
You wrote it. Who else would take responsibility for it?
I am not taking responsibility for the word hypothesis. I did not invent it.
Hippopothesis?
Hippopotopothesis.
Unprovable.
Hippopotopothesis.
Yep.
Yep.
That needs to be a character.
I had that series of P's in the last one, so
sorry, I broke everybody.
Yeah. Oh, better to do it now and get it over with.
Yeah, so. I guess so.
I said no!
I can't think of that now. This is recording, not writing. That's a... When I say practical, can someone slap their neck?
I messed up. I, like, spoke at the same time you did it. I'm sorry.
Right. One more time.
I did it.
Yes.
Okay.
He just wants you to slap yourself silly. That's what's going on.
Do you want like a slap slap?
Should we just like start beating on each other? He's
a skin
here.
Slap sound. Yeah, like.
Like you're slapping a mosquito, say.
I have.
Just everybody in the cast.
I need some spoons because this is slapstick.
So Missy, you're lying.
Oh, it's me. Haha.
Please move to the next video station to learn more about Bigfoot and other cryptids, and enjoy your stay here at the Washington Weird Museum.
Adam, can I ask one favor?
Yes.
Everything after beat,
mm-hmm.
Can you just read that deadpan?
Awesome.
I was kind of thinking that, because it's like you have this great delivery, and then it's the completely different voice.
Yeah.
Please move to the next video station to learn more about Bigfoot and other cryptids and enjoy your stay here at the Washington Weird Museum.
That was more deadpan than I was thinking. Thank you. All right, thank you.
All right.
Can we do half deadpan?